欢迎各位收听由多伦多基督徒华人亲子会主办的讲座。本会定期举办讲座、工作坊及支持小组，探讨父母个人角色及子女成长之道。详情请浏览本会网页 www.tccpa.org。 今天的讲座是幸福家庭的要素，讲员是李天恩传道。李天恩传道毕业于美国加州 The Master Seminary 神学院，是道学硕士，专责儿童事工，曾牧会于北约华人基督教会英文部，专注青少年门徒的培训。希望这个讲座会带给你们启示和鼓舞，愿神大大祝福你和你一家，传递温馨与爱，享受幸福美满的家庭生活。
Well, thank you for giving me the honor of coming to speak before you all, and thank you, my mom, for such a detailed introduction.
是啊，好多谢 Marie 介绍我，妈妈介绍我，咁特别系今晚又同大家啊有呢个分享。
So let me just begin by kind of coming from where giving you a bit of understanding where I'm coming from. Like, I'm assuming most of you here are parents.
咁即系大家都系父母啦。
And I assume you're here because you love your children and you want them to be raised up in a godly way.
咁同埋大家喺呢度都系想啊学习点样培育我哋仔女系更加好喺神嘅心意里边成长。
I just want to ask you guys to raise your hands to see how many children do you have, so I can get to know you a little bit.
请大家啊俾我知你有几多个细路仔。
How many of you have one child?
一个细路仔嘅父母。
Two.
两个咧。
Three.
三个咧。
Any more than three?
四个有冇啊？以上。
No.
冇啦。
What about in terms of our age? How many of your children are between birth and say 2 years old?
零至二岁嘅细路仔。
Toddlers, to the preschool.
两岁至四岁。
Elementary school.
小学嘅。
Any,
多啲。
Okay, teenagers.
中学嘅。
Okay, that's good. Adults or older?
成年的子女父母。
That's wonderful. So I just kind of get to know you guys a little bit. And I know, I assume that most of you are here because you realize parenting is challenging.
咁其實係好做父母係好挑戰嘅。
And there's a heavy responsibility.
責任都好重。
And your attendance here to me indicates that you're going to embrace this challenge.
咁我哋咧就好熱烈咁樣去迎上呢個挑戰。
And you're here because you're looking for help.
亦都我哋喺度求神俾我哋智慧幫助。
And I know that some of you here, because you're here, you've probably been to many, many different parenting seminars.
咁我哋或者都聽過好多家長嘅講座啦。
You've read many parenting books.
睇咗好多書籍。
And when you go to the bookstore, you know there's the parenting section has like thousands of books.
咁我哋去到书局里边，亦都知道啊，成个书架好多千本都系呢啲教育子女嘅书。
And every year there's hundreds of new parenting.
咁每年又有新嘅书出版。
By all these, you know, psychologists, these doctors,
啊呢啲专家、心理专家啊博士写嘅书。
Parenting gurus.
吓，有啲系好啊特别嘅唔同教导嘅方法。
But who should we turn for help?
咁但系我哋最终系应该点样去揾咧
？Where should you turn for help?
我哋应该向住边一个方向去寻找呢、这个啊知识咧
？Question that I have for you, you guys should be asking is why should I listen to this young man in front of you?
咁你问我自己啦，点解我要听呢个后生嘅牧师传道帮我讲点样教仔女呢
？Well, it's not because I wrote any parenting books.
咁唔系话因为我写咗一啲任何嘅书。
It's not because I have a lot of parenting experience.
又唔系因为我啊，即系好多经验。
I got married last year October, so I have no children yet.
我旧年十月先至结婚，所以我系冇细路仔嘅。
I'm not a parenting guru or expert.
我又唔系咩嘢专家。
I'm not the Chinese James Dobson.
又唔系中国嘅 James Dobson。
But I do offer hope and wisdom from the ultimate father, the best father.
但系咧，我想同大家分享嘅就系神俾我嗰个信息。
That is God and His word.
因为神佢嘅话语系最有智慧嘅。
So as Christians, we want to hear from God's word.
所以我哋先知今日就系睇下啊，教育子女喺圣经里边嗰个基础个要诀。
Sorry, as Christians who claim that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
咁我哋话主耶稣系我哋生命嘅主。
We need to increasingly learn how to surrender and submit to His will。
咁我哋培育子女嘅时候咧，我哋同时咧就将我哋自己嘅生命咧再一次降服喺神嘅手里边，俾佢带领我哋点样去做更称职嘅父母。
Mm-hmm. Especially in the areas of how we raise our children。
特别系我哋喺带养啊教养子女方面。Mm-hmm.
Let me begin by opening up with Psalm 111, verse 10.
咁啊，同大家分享诗篇一百一十篇。
I would encourage you to grab a Bible too, because it might be helpful for you. There's some in the back, if you would like. You can pass some of those out. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
敬畏耶和华系智慧嘅开端。
All those who practice it have a good understanding.
凡遵行佢嘅命令嘅就系聪明嘅人。
This means for us that we need to lift up God and His Word.
咁我哋系要高举神嘅话语
，so we can live under it.
以致我哋嘅生命咧系喺神嘅旨意里边。
So if we are going to raise godly children that honor the Lord,
咁如果我哋系要培育嘅子女系尊敬神嘅时候，敬畏神嘅时候。
And try to be biblical parents.
咁我哋要成为，我哋就要按住圣经嘅教导去成为一个称职嘅父母。
Then we're going to have to set a set of biblical priorities and goals.
咁我哋就要睇下啊圣经嗰个重点同目标系乜嘢啦。
And I believe this is the direction that the Toronto Chinese Parenting Association is headed towards for this coming year.
咁呢个亦都系我哋今年亲子会嗰个方向个大方向。
That's biblical parenting.
就是怎样按住圣经培育我们的子女。
And let me go to James 1:25.
那我们看在雅各书一章二十五节。
It says this, if any of you lacks wisdom,
如果哪个是缺少智慧的呢?
Let him ask God.
那我们可以求神。
Who gives generously to all without reproach.
神就会很慷慨地让我们有智慧。
And it will be given to him.
咁就会赐俾我哋有智慧。
So let's open up in a word of prayer.
请大家低头，首先同我祈做一个祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父，
We come before you because you are an awesome and amazing God.
因为你系可敬畏奇妙嘅神。
You have created us, you have made us.
你系创造天地，亦创造我哋。
And you have raised us up to be.
你而家系俾我哋做一个称职嘅父母。
And you have given to us your word,
你又将你宝贵嘅话语赐俾我哋。
Which is able to instruct and give us wisdom and understanding.
赐俾藉着你嘅话语俾我哋智慧。
We ask that you would help us to learn it and to know it.
帮助我哋去了解去明白。
And govern our lives around it.
以致我哋嘅生命生活系围绕住主你自己嘅话语。
So we can best glorify you.
以致我哋可以荣耀你。
Especially in the area of our parents.
特别喺管教子女方面。
So we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我咁祈祷奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
So this is where we're going to go. We're going to look at the biblical foundation.
咁我哋就睇下圣经嗰个基础系点样。
And then we're going to go to three priorities or commitments for parents.
咁我哋然后就睇下三个要诀吓。
And then we're going to look at what the goal is.
咁就睇下呢个我哋嘅目标系点样。
And I'm free to take questions anytime.
咁之后咧或者大家中间听到有问题咧，可以随意举手发问。
Yes, thank you. So let's just start off with the biblical foundation.
咁我哋先睇。
We're going to look at 2 Peter 1 verse 3.
先睇彼得后书一章三节。
Which says this, His divine power has granted to us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
Because it's in the wrong order.
Should be in the first page still, on the bottom.
Yeah, but I got six pages.
Oh, okay.
神藉着祂神能呢，是给我们有智慧的。是在这个彼得后书一章三节。
Okay, so let me ask you guys a question.
那问大家一个问题。
What is part of life for most Christians?
我哋嘅生命咧，系主要系乜嘢嘢咧？围绕系乜嘢咧？
What is God given to? What is part of life for most people? For most Christians?
神喺我哋嘅生命里边喺边一个位置咧？
Well, why are you here?
点解我哋生活喺呢度咧？
I'm asking, what is part of our life?
Jesus
is the whole part of our lives, right? And God has given to us all things that we need for life and godliness. But for you, who are here specifically, what's part of our lives? That's right. Your family, your parents, that's part of life.
咁我哋为家长咧，当然我哋嘅家庭咧成员系我哋好重要嘅部分啦。
And it says God has given to us all we need for life.
神系将佢所有嘅嘢已经赐咗俾我哋啦。
And it's contained right here in our word.
亦都全部咧写咗喺圣经里边。
So that's where we're going to start. We're going to spend a lot of time in the Bible.
咁我哋咧就会今日。特登去睇神嘅话语。
I know many of you have been Christians for a long time.
好多已经系成为基督徒好多年。
You may have heard a lot of these passages before.
亦都好熟里边嘅经文。
But it's always good to remind ourselves of what God wants us to be.
咁我哋就今日再一次提醒自己。
Because we know we all often forget.
因为好多时都会忘记咗。
So let me look at what is the ultimate purpose for Christians.Why do we exist? Let me start.
咁我哋人生为基督徒咧，人生嘅目标最终嘅目标系乜嘢咧？
Now I'm going to go to a familiar verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31.
咁同大家睇下哥林多前书 ，Where is it?
1 Corinthians 10:31.
Under 哥林多前书10:31.
It says this.So whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God.
无论我哋系瞓觉系食嘢，我哋做乜嘢事都系为咗荣耀神。
So what is our purpose?
咁所以我哋人生目标系咩咧
？Is to glorify God in everything we do.
就系我哋所有做嘅嘢都荣耀神。
But that's a little theoretical. That's a little abstract.
但系可能系你觉得好抽象。
So we're going to break that down into three priorities, three commitments.
咁我哋就将佢分开三方面嚟讲。
So we can glorify God.
我哋喺呢三方面咧都可以荣耀神嘅。
The first commitment, the first priority, is that we need to be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一，我哋系对神有呢、这个委托有一个委身。
And that means we're submitting to the lordship of Christ in all areas of our life.
这个就是我们要将神我们生命的主权交了给神
And here's why Because the greatest determining factor that you are going to be as a parent or a spouse is going to be your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ
因为呢如果我们对成为别人的妻子丈夫呢我们最终那个委身呢都是因为我对神那个信实
Right, so let me say that again. The greatest factor on how you are going to be as a parent or as a spouse is going to be your commitment to obey and be an obedient son of, or daughter of Jesus Christ.
所以因为我们要遵行神的话语呢所以我们能够成为一个忠心的丈夫、太太或者父母。
And we understand that we can't have different compartments in our life.
因为我知道我整个人呢不是说分开几旧的。
We can't say we're only going to submit to Jesus Christ on Sunday morning.
即不是说我只是星期日呢我就对神去委身去降服在神的旨意里。
And then Monday to Saturday is my own time.
那星期一至六呢我就自己放纵乱来。
So we can't do that, right?
我哋唔可以係咁樣嘅。
We want all of us to increasingly become under God's authority.
我哋願意咧將我哋整個人所有嘅人生嘅時間都交俾神。
And this is the greatest importance, greatest commitment, because what is the greatest commitment?
因為我哋最大嗰個委身係乜嘢咧
？What is the greatest commandment?
最大嘅委身。
That's right. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind.
主耶稣话叫我哋尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你嘅神。
And this is the greatest priority, greatest commitment for any believer.
咁呢个系主耶稣俾我哋每一个人最大嘅命令。
And I'm going to give you guys an example.
咁我呢度讲大家一个例子。
Do you guys remember the story of Mary and Martha?
大家圣经里边都记得一个马大，一个玛利亚。
It's found in Luke 10. You guys might want to turn there.
在路加福音第十章38 to 42, 38节，路加福音十章三十八节。
And this is an illustration of what it means to be devoted to Christ or being distracted.
咁呢度咧就系一个例子，提醒我哋咧点样咧做，即系做做下嘢，即系我人生里边咧好多时都即系行行下行歪咗，攞唔到嗰个焦点。
I'm just going to read the story from chapter 10, verses 38.
咁我读一读嗰个故仔。
Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village.
咁主耶稣就嚟到呢个城镇里边。
And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
咁马大咧就嚟欢迎主耶稣。
And she had a sister called Mary.
咁佢有个妹妹叫做玛利亚。
Who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
咁玛利亚咧就坐喺主耶稣嘅脚前边听主耶稣。
But Martha was distracted with much serving.
但是家姐马大呢就不停地很忙碌去做准备很多事。
And she went up to him and said,
然后呢他就走去主耶稣到。
Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?
就跟主耶稣讲话，你看你我的妹妹都不帮我手来招呼大家。
Tell her then to help me.
你可不可以邀请叫她来帮我呢？
But then the Lord answered her.
但是主耶稣这么答，
Martha, Martha.
她说马大马大，
You are anxious and troubled over many things.
你为许多的事思虑烦扰，
But one thing is necessary.
但是不可缺少的只有一件事，
Mary has chosen the good portion.
而玛利亚呢已经选了那件上好的事了，
Which will not be taken away from
her. 而这件是不可以夺去的。
Life is busy, isn't it?
咁我哋生活里边个个都好忙碌。
There are many things to be anxious and stressed out about.
咁好多时我哋觉得哇，生活里边好多压力。
Especially those of you who said you have really young children.
特别系有细嘅细路仔嘅父母。
But if we look at this passage, we can see we cannot let these busy things distract us from the one thing that is necessary.
但系咧，我哋咧。知道好多嘢忙极都唔完嘅，唔好将呢啲事咧夺走咗我哋最好嗰最重要嗰件事。
And that is as we see sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ.
就系好似玛利亚咁样，去到主耶稣嘅脚前听佢嘅话语。
Yes, worshiping and listening to his teaching and obeying.
系啦，就要安静敬拜嘅心去听神自己嘅教导。
Maybe some of you have experienced this in your life.
或者我哋都有呢个经历。
Do you notice like sometimes when you wake up in the morning?
有阵时朝早起身
，and you spend that time with God.
咁我哋就安静喺神手里边。
You know, meditating on His Word, studying it, praying.
吓，祈祷灵修，吓吓吓。
If you do that,
咁如果我哋咁样做
，before you start worrying about life.
咁咧，我哋就唔好一开始就好繁忙自己。
Now, before you start worrying about your work.
唔好为因为咧好多琐碎嘅事，一日嘅烦恼咧，就将自己咧成个人即系融咗。
Yeah, before you start worrying about what am I going to feed the children?
系，我就要煮乜嘢，喂咩嘢俾我细路仔咧
？Before I start worrying about what my husband did or did not do.
吓，我丈夫有冇做呢啲嘢，或者又唔记得咗乜嘢咧
？Before I worry about my kids' homework.
又担心佢嘅功课啊，其他嘅事。
Or the other after-school activities.
或者放学嘅课外活动啊，其他咁琐碎。
Have you ever noticed when we spend that time before that to meditate on God's word?
咁我哋其实咧最上好嘅就系一早起身先。是安静寻求神的话语。
What happens in your attitude when you speak to your children?
咁然后咧，神嘅话语浇灌我哋，以致我哋说话谈吐接待人接物都系成为一个正面嘅。
What happens when you speak and address your husband? He comes home and forgets to do this or that.
咁我哋见到我嘅丈夫，我哋都识得点样系正面咁样鼓励协助佢。
Do you notice that there's a difference?
你发现咧，你嗰一日系完全接触系嘅生活系唔同嘅。
Especially when you compare it to other days when I just forgot or was too busy to spend time focusing on the Lord.
还是我哋就系顾住好忙好忙，好似救火咁一样一样去做呢？
So we want our children to love the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我哋其实咧要带我哋细路仔去主耶稣度。
If we want them to have a good devotional life and to pray.
培養我的小孩子也都有這個安靜在神的話語的
if we want them to love others,
如果我們想我的小孩子愛別人
to have good discernment in the choice of friends you make or entertainment,
他們又希望他們有智慧去選擇好的朋友去選擇他自己好的娛樂
if we want them to have humility to acknowledge when they have wronged,
又希望他們如果犯錯的時候自己可以謙虛去認錯
And ask for forgiveness instead of denying it or blaming my sister
凡是佢去賴人哋，而係唔識得自己去改過呢
We need to first model it for them.
我哋先成為佢個榜樣。
This is why this priority is so important.
所以呢個優先次序係好緊要嘅。
See, we need to have good devotional lives.
我哋需要有好的关系和我们的天父
If we're going to influence our children.
如果我们自己没有的我们很难去带领我们的子女
Let me give you an example.
那这里一个例子
I have a friend in California.
我有个朋友在 California.
He's got a son and a daughter. They're about, I think, 10 and 14.
一仔一女10岁和14岁
And I'm really close with this family.
那我很熟他们的
And like the, his son loves it when I come over.
咁佢个仔咧好中意我去佢个屋企嘅。
Because he gets to show me all his video games and play with me and do all these other fun things.
咁佢咧就时时我嚟到咧，佢就同我玩 video game 啊，介绍我佢玩紧嗰啲嘢游戏噶啦。
And I like talking to him about like his faith and you know and church.
咁我又同佢讲佢喺教会啊嘅佢同埋佢信仰啊咁样。
We were just talking one day.
咁有日同佢倾开。
And he told me he got up really early this one morning.
咁佢话有日我好早起身。
It was like before he had to get up for school.
系比平时更早，未翻学前一早起身。
And he happened to walk over to the dining room.
咁佢就行到去食饭嗰个台度。
And what did he see?
咁佢就见到咩咧
？He saw his father.
佢见到佢爸爸。
Sitting at the table.
坐喺个食饭台度。
With his coffee cup.
同饮咖啡咁有个杯咖啡咁。
And his Bible open.
同埋喺度睇圣经。
And he would see his father studying the word of God and praying.
咁佢就睇到佢爸爸朝早就系第一件事就喺到神嘅话语里边。
And he told me like every morning when he gets up early.
每次佢早起身。
His dad is doing the same thing.
佢爸爸都系咁做。
Do you see how an influence that has?On your children?
你睇唔睇到呢个系几对你嘅子女系几大嘅影响
？It's not just saying that I love Jesus.
唔系话口讲我爱主。
But he models it for his children.
但系佢每日嘅生命里边就系展示出嚟俾佢睇。
He models what is really important to him.
俾佢嘅仔女睇到佢实际上系言行一致。
And we also need to demonstrate.That we have a healthy love for those outside our family.
咁亦都我哋父母咧系展示到俾我仔女，我哋系对别人都系同样有爱心。
If we want them to love others and take care of others,
如果我哋希望佢照顾到别人嘅
，we need to as parents model that for our children.
我哋亦都要喺我嘅生命里边、生活里边展示到俾佢睇。
That's right.If we want them to have discernment and entertainment and friends,
如果我哋想佢有智慧选择好嘅娱乐同朋友。
Then we need to have discernment in our entertainment choices.
咁我哋自己又点样去选择我哋自己嘅娱乐咧
？See, if we want them to repent and ask for forgiveness when they have wronged.
如果我哋做想佢哋做犯错嘅时候，识得自己改过，识得道歉。
Then we need to do that for our children when we have wronged and sinned against them.
咁同样，当我哋自己疏忽犯错嘅时候，我哋都应该系同佢哋讲道歉。
See, in English we have a saying.
咁英文咧，我哋有句咁嘅。
more is caught than taught.
话咧，其实咧呢啲观念咧，唔系话我哋教佢就得，而系咧佢系接收到几多。
Exactly, that's what I was explaining. Explanation is they learn more from what we model than what we teach them.
系啦，所以咧系我哋嘅生命咧系身教比言教更重要。
See, if we don't model it rightly for them,
如果我哋嘅身教系假，即系虚伪嘅。
We model for them a double standard.
咁我哋就系做双面人咯。
Or we could say a hypocrisy.
吓，一个虚伪嘅人。
One who says one thing but does the other.
吓，讲一套做一套。
And your children will learn to model that.
咁你嘅细路咧就会学咗系时时都系咁讲大话。
So let's understand this priority. Let's summarize it.
咁我哋呢度做一个小结。
See, submission to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋要委身喺主权里。
Is modeled in our commitment.
就系将我哋自己个承诺咧摆喺神嘅旨意里边。
Read to meditate, to study, and to memorize and obey God's word.
愿意每一日。神的话语呢成为我们自己生命里面的力量也帮助
That is the first priority for all Christians
那这个是很重要的要诀
The second priority
第二样呢
or commitment is a commitment to your spouse
第二呢就是我们对我们自己的配偶那个承诺
to your, the relationship and the roles
我们的角色我们是扮演怎样的角色呢
Now I know that some of you guys, when you hear that God's ideal home for parenting is in the marriage.
咁我哋成日都听话，我哋嘅婚姻里边咧系好重要嘅。
I want to be sensitive to the many single parents out there.
咁但系同时，我哋四周围亦都好多单亲嘅家庭。
And I want to be sensitive to those who may be married to an unbeliever.
或者有啲嘅配偶系未信嘅。
Because it may be difficult that you hear that, you know.Biblical parenting begins with a Christ-centered marriage.
因为呢一个在神里旨意的婚姻里面呢是在有神在中心的。
And that may not be the case for people who have single parent or married to an unbeliever.
但是这些单亲的或者配偶不信的呢 在婚姻里面就不是这样了。
But there is some hope.
但是我们亦都他们亦都有盼望的
As long as one parent is committed to raise your children biblically in the wisdom and admonition of the Lord, there is hope.
只要一个父母呢是有这个心智是将自己的子女呢是按住神的旨意去带领他的呢这个是有盼望的
Granted, it will be more difficult for a variety of different reasons and more hard.
虽然是困难很多但是呢是有希望的
Because there is hope in God.
因为神是给赐我们希望的神。
I want you guys to look at this verse, Psalm 68, verse 5.
咁我哋睇诗篇68篇第五节。
This is a verse not only for people who are single parents, but all of us need to understand this.
咁唔系单俾单亲嘅家庭，我哋都系对我哋嚟都好重要。
It says God is a father to the fatherless and a protector of the widows.
这里说神是作孤儿的父亲是作寡妇的伸冤者也都是寡妇的保护者
See, God has not forgotten single parent families or broken homes.
所以神没有忘记这些单亲这些孤儿寡妇
He is a father to the fatherless.
他是给那些没有父亲的子女成为他们的天父
And a protector of widows.
亦都是保护这些寡妇。
So let's look at what it means to be committed to our spouse.
咁我哋对我哋嘅妻子、丈夫系点样有呢个委身呢
？Means that as we look through all of the scriptures, we see that God's design for family is this.
咁我哋睇圣经咧就系咁话。
Is that families need to be marriage central, not children.
在家庭里面呢我们的重点呢是在个婚姻里面不是在我们的子女里面
I know in society it's very prevalent that families are all about the children
因为呢现在现今社会呢家庭呢就个重点呢就是着重子女
Your life, your activities, they all flow around what the children want
我们的生活的时间表我们的精力全部都是放在我们的子女
But as you search through scripture and study it on your own, you will see that God's intention is that the marriage takes priority.
但是当我们翻翻去圣经睇嘅时候，你睇到神嘅心意系话呢个家庭嘅重点系喺婚姻里边。
And marriage needs to be above all other human relationships.
而呢个婚姻嗰个关系咧，夫妇嘅关系咧，系所有咁人类咁多关系中最重要嘅关系。
Right. And here's let's show you why.
咁我话俾大家听。
We're going to look at Genesis 2:24.
咁我同大家睇呢个创世记二章二十四节。
Says, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以呢，人要离开父母，二人成为一体。
And in this verse, we see there is a leaving.
所以我哋睇到系要离开父母。
And there is a cleaving, we would say, to the wife.
然后呢，就两夫妇呢，成为一体。
And this relationship is exclusive.
而呢个关系咧系独特嘅，净系佢哋两个人嘅。
So God has already set this as a special union.
所以呢个结合咧系一个好特别嘅结合。
That you have with no other person.
系冇你个结合系单单同你嘅配偶，唔会同另外一个人嘅。
And I understand that in the Chinese culture.
在中国文化里面呢
we love our parents.
我们锡我们的父母
we have an obligation and a love to take care of our parents.
我们尊重他爱护他保、养育、孝敬他
because they have spent so much time investing in us and raising us.
因为他们很辛苦地带大我们
sacrifice so much for us.
也都为我们牺牲很多
but we see here in the scripture.
但我看回圣经的时候呢
that we need to prioritize our spouse.And honor and love our spouse above our parents.
而我哋睇到圣经嘅教导系，原来夫妇嘅关系咧，系喺同父母嘅关系咧，系之上嘅。
So priority wise, we need to get this right.
所以个优先次序我哋要攞得啱。
We cannot let our parents.
我哋唔可以将父母嘅关系。
Or our in-laws.
或者我哋嘅姻亲嘅关系。
Get between us and our spouse.
唔係我個岳父岳母嘅關係，即係搞亂咗。
So when your wife asks you out，
所以如果當我個太太或者我丈夫約我嘅時候咧
，to help you out on Saturday to fix up the house, do some chores，
或者請求我有啲嘢要幫佢做咧
，and then a few days I promise I will do it。
咁我就話遲幾日我會幫你做。
And then my mom and dad asked me to do something on the same Saturday.
咁如果父母又約我撞咗期咧
，I know what I need to do.
咁我就知道我個選擇係點樣啦。我抉擇係應該邊個
？My priority is my wife.
我個抉擇係我嘅配偶。
So I know. I mean, you watch lots of TV dramas, and they all have this mixed up.
咁好多時我哋睇電影電視劇咧，我哋就睇到人咧嗰個矛盾就喺裏邊啦。
And it causes.Many, many, many problems.
咁里边咧就产生好多问题，好多困难。
Okay, so let's get this priority right.
所以我哋睇到圣经嘅教导。
Another verse, Malachi 2:13 and 16, it talks about God hates divorce.
咁然后我睇到马拉基书咧有讲到，神咧系好讨厌、好厌恶人离婚嘅。
It's because marriage is a lifelong covenant before God.
因为这个婚姻呢，是我们在神里面一个圣约。
So we understand that marriage is for life.
那婚姻是一生之久。
What about parenting?
那我们父母，身为人的父母呢，是不是一生之久啊？
Is parenting for life?
是不是一生之久啊？做父母都是。
No. It is not for life.
都唔係喎。
Parenting is for a season in your life.
因為咧，原來喺我哋生命裏邊一段時間係啫。
So once you've raised your children to become parents,
當我哋咧兒女成為別人嘅父母嘅時候咧
，your parenting is finished.
咁你嗰個帶養育佢咧嗰個工嗰個關係嗰個職責已經完㗎啦。
Right, but your marriage continues.
但你的婚姻是一路继续。
And let me give you just some examples of what happens. I see, what I observe in our society.
I have a question.
Sure. Okay, you're about to.
Because in Chinese saying, 係咪啊？即係我哋個父母咧，一生即係我哋做人哋嘅仔女咧，一生都係即係 so long that your parents do not die, they're still our parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so long that 係咪養兒九十九？Yes.
I'm someone's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the responsibility is.
The role has changed.
Uh-huh. 是是是。咁係咪係咪即係而家啊？即係阿 Marie。
Let's see my mom.
即係 once you have your own kids, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Marie will be finished.
She will still be my parent, but her role as my teacher and、yeah. my mom, who's telling me all these things and giving me advice, is changed.
It's changed. Okay, it's changed, but it's not changed. Over.
You can say,
like she could be helping you to grandparent your kids.
Well, she、
like.
could be doing that, but we're gonna see, right? Because marriage is leaving the mother and the father to be united with the wife.
It's slightly different with Chinese culture.
It is different with Chinese culture.
Yeah, but of course, Chinese culture is not the biblical. Teaching.
Not necessarily,
yeah,
right. The difference between children obeying your parents and children honoring your mother and father.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you don't obey your parents.
As you get, when you're an adult, you no longer obey everything your mom and father does.
Mm-hmm,
they tell you, but you still honor your parents.
Yes.
The way your attitude keeps them, lifts them up as respect.
Yeah. So you go.有一個好微妙嘅關係，就係我哋照樣尊敬我哋嘅父母，一生尊敬養育佢哋。但係咧，我哋唔係細路仔咁樣要遵從佢。
咁係個身份仍然
係
一樣。
係啦。角色就轉變咗。係啦。
身份永遠都
係
你父母。
係啦，身份關係一樣係。係啦。
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get to that when we're talking, look at what is the goal of parenting.
Okay.
Because if we have different goals, then of course your expectation and your role is different.
是啊，就睇下啊，系啊，我哋如果个角色就系睇我哋自己个 expectation 咯，即系我哋嘅要求系点样。
And let me just bring this one more thing up is that.
Okay, 再加多一点俾大家。
Is that your relationship with your marriage is a covenant before God？
嗱，我哋嘅婚姻咧系喺神面前一个圣约，系一生之久。
The Bible never speaks of parenting as a covenant.
但係咧，聖經咧從來都冇話我哋嘅兒女同我哋關係咧係一個聖約嘅。聖經邊度地方都冇過話我哋兒女同仔女個關係一個聖約。
Okay. So, I'm going to give an example of what happens I see in our society a lot.
咁但係而家社會咧，大家觀察到個現象係點咧
？See, many families are focused.On the children instead of the spouse relationship.
因為我哋一生咗細路嘅時候咧，哇！我哋全部啲精力時間就去曬個 baby 嗰啲細路度啦。
Yeah, but if your child raising parenting takes priority at the expense of the marriage relationship.
咁但係如果我哋將養育仔女教導仔女咧，而嗰個譬如我哋教導仔女之餘咧，我哋同丈夫咧係嘅關係破裂嘅咧，或者相撞嘅咧，咁咧影響我個婚姻咧就唔好啦。
Because then you'll find your marriage in a very difficult circumstance.
係好多時候咧，丈夫啊或者妻子咧，一方面覺得被冷落啊，或者唔被尊重啊，或者裏邊嗰個矛盾係越嚟越增加啦。
Especially when your children grow up to be adults.
咁特別係當個你嘅仔女咧漸漸成長成為成人嘅時候咧，
and your parents are empty nesters, and you're empty nesters.
咁你就空巢啦。嗰陣時候漸漸慢慢佢離巢咯嘛。
But if you've relied on your children to keep you together，
咁但有啲婚姻咧，佢就認為咧仔女咧就係、是、啊聯係丈夫同自己嗰個關係嘅，即係嗰個子女咧係攞嚟聯係嗰個婚姻咧，咁就錯啦。
Yeah, then you see the spouse, the husband and the wife don't know how to interact with one another.
咁到空巢嘅時候咧，原來兩個對住你眼望我眼係冇嘢講嘅。
They've not learned to develop that relationship above their children.
嚇，因為咧，佢原來十幾年養育子女嘅時候咧，佢除咗講仔女咧，佢對兩個係冇話可以講。
And then when they get retired, when they get the empty nesters, they start living independent lives from one another.
咁然後咧，發現空巢嘅時候咧，兩個人嘅生命咧個意向。是完全不同方向。
And you might find it, it's becoming more and more common that couples who are in their 50s, 60s, who have been married for 20 something years, they get divorced.
现在我们也都看到社会的现象，就是很多五六十岁的人呢，到空巢的时间呢，相反去离婚。
And you may ask why? Why? They've been married for 20 something years.
咁你就話啦，哇！佢哋捱得咁辛苦嚇、啊，即係創造好咁好嘅家庭，應該而家收成。相反，佢哋去離婚。
I think one of the reasons is if you prioritize your children and don't work on your marriage relationship, this is a real possibility.
咁所以我哋而家喺養育嘅仔女嘅時間，我哋要有呢個智慧。
So let me just give you some teachings on what it means to be a husband and what it means to be a wife.
咁我哋而家就睇聖經講啊，做丈夫、做妻子嗰、那個身份角色係點樣？
Don't see any other husbands here except for me.
咁我哋今日全部係太太嚇，係、啊、做妻子嘅。
Let's just look at some verses for the husbands first.
咁我哋先睇啊，聖經點樣講成為丈夫。
You should be all very familiar to many of you.
咁或者大家都熟呢啲經文。
I'm going to turn to 1 Peter 3.
彼得前书三章七节
says, says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of grace of life, so your prayers may not be hindered.
你们作丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以你们要尊敬她。敬重佢，咁样你嘅祷告就冇难咗。
Colossians 3:19 says，
咁哥罗西书三章十九节咧
，Husbands love your wives and do not be harsh with them。
亦都提醒丈夫要爱你嘅妻子，唔好苦待佢。
And we know in Ephesians 5 it talks about loving our wives sacrificially as Christ loves the church。
咁以弗所书五章。我哋亦都睇到咧，啊，丈夫咧要爱妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
So the teaching for husbands is to lead and love through striving to understand your wife.
所以丈夫嘅职责咧，就系去带领去爱你嘅妻子。
But for me, it's understanding that my wife is more emotional than I am.
咁亦都点样去爱佢咧？就要了解佢。譬如 Pastor Tim 咁，佢要了解佢嘅妻子系情绪啊化啲嘅。
She understands things and she thinks about what other people might think of her and in her actions than I do.
咁佢咧亦都好多时咧思虑到咧别人咧嗰个感受。
We need to understand and be concerned for, you know, when I make my decisions.
咁喺佢啊做抉择嘅时候咧，佢亦都好多呢啲要顾及。
I need to consider her input when I make decisions to leave my family.
所以我当我家庭里边有抉择嘅时候咧，我亦都要啊叫佢俾意见我。
And the more and more I try to understand.
咁我越系同佢商量嘅时候，我越系明白。
Yeah, I guess the more and more I don't really understand. I understand that we're quite different.
我就越嚟越明白，哦，原来佢嘅思想、佢谂法同我系完全咁唔同嘅。
And that's good for me to learn how to love her.
咁样咧喺里边嘅过程咧，我就学习点样去爱佢。
Because we can't really love someone unless we understand how they need to be loved.
因为我哋唔可以白讲话我爱佢、锡佢，而我哋唔了解呢个人，我哋要了解佢细微嘅嘢，乜嘢系佢忧虑嘅，咩佢嘅思想、佢嘅顾虑系乜嘢。
Yeah, Exactly. If I don't understand her, don't know her, I can't really love her specifically in a way that she would appreciate.
当我哋深入咁了解佢嘅时候，我哋先更加懂得佢点样去爱佢、保护佢。
And just some practical suggestions on how I can make my wife happy.
咁有实例，我点样令到我太太更加开心呢？
If I'm coming home from work,
当我放工翻嚟
，before you go and sit in front of the couch,
当我想坐喺沙发即系休息下嘅时候
，I will turn on the TV or read the newspaper,
或者睇报纸、睇 TV 嘅时候
，I should look for things to do for her.
我应该咧先睇下佢有咩需要
，see if there's anything I can do that can make her happy.
有咩嘢我可以帮到佢，以佢开心
？Then ask her.Is there anything I can do to help you?
亦都开声问佢啊，你有咩嘢需要我帮你咧
？Before I go sit down on the couch and watch TV.
吓，咁咧我就同佢讲咗先。
See, if you don't demonstrate that I love her,
如果我唔讲话我爱佢
，or demonstrate, not just speak, the show.
哦，我亦都要用行为去展示表示出嚟。
Then it's hard to expect her to love you back.
因为如果我唔系先去爱佢咧，我好难要求佢爱翻我。
So if we're not leading and understanding as husbands,
因为丈夫系要做带领嘅作用。
If we don't lead this way, our wife or our children will lead our family.
如果丈夫唔系先咁样去带领呢个家庭咧，咁就俾仔女嗰个需要咧即系岔开咗啦。
So let's look at what God teaches about wives.
咁我哋睇下作为妻子。
I'm just going to go to Ephesians 5 again.
咁以弗所书五章二十二节嗰度有讲喎。
I'm going to look at verse 22 and 24.
耶二耶三节，五章耶二耶三节。
It says, wives.Submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
咁话作妻子嘅当顺服自己嘅丈夫，如同顺服主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
因为丈夫系妻子嘅头，如同基督系教会嘅头，佢又为教会全体嘅教会主。
Yes, his body and himself is Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands.
正如教会点样顺服基督，妻子都要凡事顺服丈夫。
And I want to just bring back up one verse, verse 21.
咁我睇翻第二十一节。
All this in chapter 5 flows from, I think, a couple of verses previous. You need to get the context to understand what this is talking about.
咁我哋睇翻第二十一节，睇到成个篇经文系点样讲。
And 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
第二十一节就话我哋要彼此尊敬，彼此服侍。
And if we move up even more,
咁我再睇前啲咧。
We'll look at verse 18 that says,
第十八节。
Do not get drunk with wine, which is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
第十八节就叫我哋唔好醉酒，我哋乃要被圣灵充满。
So being filled with the Spirit is the command here.
所以咧，我哋神系命令我哋要被圣灵充满，
and it's revealed and showed through our submission to one another.
而都系咧，同时要求我哋信徒咧系彼此服侍。
So, wives submitting to husbands, husbands loving your wives, children submitting to parents.
所以咧，夫妇彼此服侍，同埋咧，我哋成为父母，亦都点样去俾我哋嘅仔女学习去彼此服侍。
Yeah, and slaves submitting to masters.
咁奴仆咧，亦都系要服侍顺服佢嘅主人。
All this flows from being filled with the Spirit.
咁呢个意思咧，就系主要系缘由咧，因为我哋系被圣灵充满。
See, by demonstrating as a wife that you honor and submit to your husband.You're really submitting to Christ.
因为当我哋系彼此咁样顺服丈夫嘅时候咧，我哋系展示俾别人知，我哋系俾圣灵充满，俾神嘅灵充满。
And we've already read that it is not because there's an inequality.
唔系因为我哋有咩质素
，but because God has given an authoritative head.
而系神系俾我哋嘅生命里边有呢个源头。
He's given us an order, given us a structure.
佢亦都俾咗呢个架构喺呢个人我哋生命里边。
Let's think about this. If we don't honor and submit to our husbands,
如果我哋唔顺服，唔听我哋嘅丈夫嘅。
Then children, by your own example, are going to how are they going to learn how to submit to you?
咁我哋就睇到嘅细路仔咧，好多时咧亦都系挑战我哋嘅权威嘅。
Yeah, how are they going to learn to submit to any authority?
佢亦都挑战社会嘅制度。
If we don't model it ourselves.
如果我们不可 可以展示给他家庭那个卫生那个。
Yeah, so your marriage will demonstrate to your children what you really believe about submission, authority, friendship, and love.
所以呢我们在婚姻里面呢就可以呢展示到出来给别人看到神设立这个架构呢就是给我们大家彼此这样信服彼此这样敬重彼此相爱。
You see, more is caught than taught.
所以咧，呢啲價值咧係俾佢哋接收到嘅、睇到嘅。
Let me give you some examples from my own life.
咁我自己嘅生命裏邊咧。
Now, sometimes when in the way I interact with my wife Elizabeth,
同我太太咧嗰、那個互動咧係咁嘅。
Sometimes I ask myself, where did that come from?
嚇，點解會咁特別嘅呢個互動關係？
Why did I respond a certain way to when she spoke to me?
我太太咁樣同我講嘢，點解我個反應係咁激烈或者咁樣呢？
I know that's not what I should be doing most of the time.
因為我知道通常應該唔係咁嘅。
I've known like no one's taught me to do that.
冇人教我係要咁樣啊。
Like given me instruction to be this way.
冇人教導我要咁樣反應嘅喎。
But I learn a lot from just how my dad treats my mom.
因為咧，我就係睇成長裏邊，我就睇到我爸爸係咁樣對待我媽媽。
See, if we're honest with ourselves.
咁如果我哋老實咁樣去同自己即係反省啦。
We will see that we are more like our parents than we think.
Whether 我哋中意唔中意，我哋其實係好似我哋自己嘅父母嘅。
My default reaction is my parents' reaction.
因為我哋好似有啲自動掣咧，係反映出嚟我哋父母嘅影子。
That's why it's just so very important to model consistently what we explain to our children to be.
所以咧，我哋希望我哋仔女成為咩人咧，我哋就今日喺佢哋嘅生命裏邊做呢、這、一個這個藍圖。
This is what we've seen. We've seen there are two priorities so far.
咁呢样我系讲咗两个重点啦。
One of them is our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一，我哋对神有呢个委身。
Secondly, is our commitment to our marriage.
第二，喺我哋婚姻里边呢个圣约。
And only finally, we get to our third commitment, is that to our family.
第三就系我哋喺家庭里边嗰个委身。
To the stewardship and to the discipleship.
我哋点样成为一个好嘅管家？点样去管教我哋仔女？
Now let me go to Deuteronomy 6.
在《生命記》6章
Verses 1 to 9.
生命記》6章1章91至9節
It is talking about how God wants Israel to teach their children.
這裡呢就教導以色列人
And I'm going to start from verse 4.
那就在第四節開始
4 to 9 says,Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
咁咧就话啦，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我嘅神系独一嘅神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和你嘅神。
And these words I command you shall be on your hearts.
我今日吩咐你嘅话要记喺心上。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
无论你坐在家里，行在地路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And when you walk by the way.
哈。
And when you lie down and when you rise.
哈，在行紧路，瞓紧觉，起身都要谈论。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
又要牵哈，披喺手里边做记号。戴喺额头上为经文，
吓
摆喺你嘅额头上边，
写
喺你房屋嘅门框上，并喺你嘅城门上。
So what do we see here?
咁我睇到呢度以色列人系要点样做呢？
God wants his people to teach their children diligently.
神是要求他的选民呢是很严谨地去管教他仔女。
Continually.
是不断地用神的话语在他生命里面浇灌他。
Everywhere.
无论他起身睡觉 无论他去到哪里。
And understand that nowhere do we see that this is a class. We don't see that this is a Sunday school class. This is not, I go to school and learn formally.
这里不是说只是星期日去主日学。
It's not a school.
不是一间学校。
But it's making use of every opportunity in our life.
而是生活无时无刻这样。
To teach our children about God and His Word.
拿着这些机会去将我们要教子女的信息的话语拿这些机会去跟他们讲。
We're going to look at some of those things in later on.
那我们再看下去。
But we understand what happens if we fail to do this.
但如果我们没有这样做怎样呢的后果是怎
样呢 You remember the nation Israel?
那你记得以色列整个民族是怎样的
You know how Joshua brought them into the promised land?
你记得以色列约书亚呢带他入去这个应许之地的时候是怎样呢
And all the people obeyed and trusted the Lord when they were in the land during Joshua's life.
那些是信服神的信靠神的以色列人呢
Yeah, but after Joshua passed away,
但是呢约书亚过身即去了之后呢
What happens in the book of Judges?
那在这个 Judges 那本书里就这样说了即是史诗记
Instead of following the Lord, Israel, there was evil in the eyes of the Lord. They worshipped idols.
咁呢班以色列人呢佢哋呢就冇服从神相反佢哋去敬拜偶像。
And it closes with everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
咁佢仲以为自己做嘅嘢係啱嘅。
So that is what happens when parents fail to instruct their children.
就係点解下一代嘅以色列人完全走歪路呢就因为父母冇好好咁样去按住神嘅话语管教佢。
So that's why we need to instruct our children.
所以我们在管教里面呢是很重要的。
So let's understand that children, we are stewards of blessing.
所以我们管教子女怎样成为一个好的忠心的管教呢是成为一个祝福给他们的生命里面。
A steward is one who is a faithful instrument or a faithful vessel.
我们是成为神手里面一个器皿。
A steward is one who understands that what I am managing is not my own.
要明白我哋唔系拥有我哋仔女。
But I am a manager of God's blessing.
而系神将佢哋托管喺我手里边。
In my generation today, many people do not believe that children are a blessing.
今日嘅父母咧，好多时咧就话自己嘅仔女咧唔系祝福。
In my day, most people view children as a financial burden.
好多父母咧认为咧仔女咧系一个经济上嘅重担。
Many people view children as a lifestyle burden.
亦都认为咧，我选择做父母咧呢种生活方式咧系令到我经济咧受损。
You ever wonder why people who are like myself in their 30s? Don't have any children yet.
咁你明了解而家点解好多三十几、四十岁嘅夫妇咧都唔冇细路仔咧
？It's a mindset that we don't see children as a blessing.
因为佢哋嘅思想嘅文化咧就系觉得仔女咧唔系一个祝福。
But we need to understand that what does God say about that?
但系神点样讲咧
？In Psalms 127,
诗篇127篇
3 and 5 it tells us that behold, children.Are a heritage from the Lord.
但是第三至第五节话，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
The fruit of the womb is a reward.
我们所怀的胎呢，是神的赏赐。
So we need to understand that children are a gift. They're an inheritance from God.
是神给我们的礼物，是神给我们的恩赐。
They are a blessing from God. They are not a terror from God.
不是被一个重担一个负累我们。
And we need to understand also what does the Great Commission command us to do?
那神的大使命是什么呢
It's to make disciples.
就是叫我们使万民。
by teaching them to obey everything Jesus taught and having them baptized.
教導佢哋按住學習聖經，了解真理，以受浸信歸入住基督。
And this is a priority for parents.
咁呢個亦都係我哋自己對我哋嘅仔女嗰個使命。
Because we're fighting against a lot of influence.
因為我哋知道現今係唔信嘅社會。
If we're gonna be disciple makers.
如果我哋要成為一個好嘅門徒嘅訓練者。
We as parents need to have more influence than the internet.
我哋喺
media than friends.
我哋喺我哋儿女嘅生命里边咧，要影响佢，仲要过呢个 internet， 仲要过所有呢啲 electronic 嘅影响。
In other words, influence is leadership.
我哋点样去带领佢咧
？And influence takes time. Leadership takes time to develop.
同埋咧，我哋系需要放好多时间去同佢培育呢个关系。
It takes effort, it takes commitment.
又要有呢个决心，又要有呢个能耐。
Because the world is ready to suck up your children.
因为咧，而家社会个传媒咧系四心八围围住佢哋嘅。
Because we understand, as I was talking about earlier, parenting is for a season.
因为我哋身为佢父母咧，系喺佢生命里边一段嘅时间。
We have an urgency.To influence our children.
所以咧，我哋呢一个要把握呢个时机。
Those of you with teenage children, you can tell me your children grow up fast.
你如果你嘅细路仔已经去到青少年嘅阶段，你就知道哇，个个得好快脆。
Especially when they're young, you understand like you see them once, a couple months later, they like grew like another foot.
眨下眼，佢渐渐就已经又高咗好多啦。
Our time is limited.
所以我哋嘅时间系好有限。
Especially the way in that we are the main influencer for children, that time is limited.
因为我哋成为佢生命里边最重要嗰个影响嗰个带领者咧，嗰个时间系好短。
So how can we use the best, make the best use of our time?
咁我哋点样利用我哋嘅善用我哋嘅时间咧
？Well, let's look at what the parents' goal is.
咁我哋睇下我哋成为父母嗰个目标系乜嘢
？So we've already seen that. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us that the goal for all Christians is the glory of God.
我哋开头已经讲过啦，我哋身为父母个目标咧就系要荣耀神。
We've seen already in 2 Peter 1:3 that we have all we need for life and godliness.
亦都喺彼得后书1:3，我哋亦都睇到神同佢嘅神能已将一切关乎生命同埋敬虔嘅事赐咗俾我哋。
And that comes from the knowledge of God.
因为我哋系认识。照我哋入美德嘅主。
And that comes from, of course, how do we know God through the Word of God?
咁我哋点认识神呢？就系喺佢话语里边。
Let me just look at Psalm 19.
睇诗篇19:9.
Verses 7 to 9.
7-9.
Let's see what the Word of God does.
神嘅话语可以做乜嘢呢？
It says the law of the Lord is perfect.
话耶和华嘅律法全备。
It revives the soul.
能苏醒人心。
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
耶和华嘅法度确定。
It makes wise the simple.
使到愚人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right.
耶和华嘅训词正直。
Rejoicing our heart.
使快活人嘅心。
The commandment of the Lord is pure.
耶和华的命令清洁。
Enlightening the eyes.
明亮人的眼目。
And the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
耶和华道理洁净，传到永远。
The rules of the Lord are true, righteous altogether.
佢的典章真实，传言公义。
So, are children simple?
我哋的细路仔是很简单。
Yes, so how can we make wise the simple?
所以我哋点样令到简单嘅细路仔有智慧呢
？Well, God's word says the word of the Lord makes the simple wise.
神嘅话语就话系神嘅话语令到嗰啲简单嘅得到智慧。
Helps us to see, helps us to rejoice.
俾到我哋有快活嘅心。
So everything we need as Christians, with all the things we need to know about how to raise children are contained in this one book.
所以我哋圣经就系我哋 带领我们仔女的蓝本，所有我们需要知道的都在圣经里面。
We believe that, don't we, as Christians?
我们身为基督徒，我们都相信这样。
But our temptation oftentimes is to look elsewhere.
但很多时候，我们的眼目就去看了别的东西。
Whether we look at the worldly wisdom?
我们是不是看看外面社会的智慧呢？的学识呢？
Or probably more commonly looking at ourselves, our own expectations, our own experience?
还是我们靠我们自己人生的经历呢？
But as Christians, we need to trust the Lord's word.
但是我们要依靠神的话语。
And let me go to another very familiar passage about God's word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
提摩太后书。
And you guys all know this verse already.
三章十六节。
It tells us that all scripture is breathed out before by God.
说圣经都是神所默示的。
And is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be competent.Equipped for every good work.
嗯哼，於教訓督責，使人歸正，教導人學義，都是有益的，叫屬神的人得以完全，預備行各樣的善事。
See, the word of God is useful and competent for teaching, reproof, correcting, improving, and training.
所以聖經是教導我們怎樣去帶領教訓督責我們的子女，使他們歸正。
And what are we doing when we're raising children?
咁我哋教导我仔女系嗰阵时系点样咧
？We're teaching，
我哋教佢
；We're rebuking or correcting，
我哋更正佢
；And we're training，
我哋有训练佢，督察督导佢
，so that we can be competent, equipped in every good work，
以致佢哋嘅生命系得到完全，预备行各样嘅善事。
And raising children is one of those good works。
所以我哋带领细路仔嘅时候，呢样就系带领佢哋去做好嘅嘢。
And we have the hope from God because we have everything we need right in front of us in the Bible.
所以圣经里面的教导是足够教导我们带领我们的子女。
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
那又问大家一个问题。
We're talking about the goal of parenting.
那我们讲到亲子的目标的目的是什么？
What in your opinion is the goal of parenting?
你又认为是怎样呢？
It's not a rhetorical question. What is the goal of parenting? You've been to many parenting classes. You've read many parenting books. I think you guys can answer this question for me.
The right value, to be independent, the Christian wanting to be a man, going to a man that pleases the goal.
Now, pleasing the God, having right values. Anything else? Those are good goals.
This is probably my
To be, you know, independent.
Equip the child that he may be so high.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? What's the goal of parenting? Yeah.
Contribution to the community.
To be a good person, to contribute to society.
Mm-hmm. What he's learned, he would be able to apply it to the society.
Anyone else? You guys are all mothers. You all have goals. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your kids to the Lord so that one day, even if you're not here, you know God has them in His hand.Anything else? Yeah. Be a blessing to the other people.
都好好啊，大家。
These are good. These are good.
希望佢哋成為一個敬畏耶和華嘅人，當都有敬畏嘅耶和華心，我就唔需要再擔心佢以後前面係會點，因為神已經係佢心目中。 heart, a man and a woman after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked a lot about what is the goal for our children, but what about what is the goal for you as a parent?
咁而家讲埋我哋自己啦，我哋自己嘅目标咧，我哋自己身为父母，对我哋自己生命系有咩嘢目标咧？
You guys understand the difference. So one of them is what my goal is for the children. One is what is my goal as a parent.
一个系对自己嘅人生。即系我哋喺带领仔女嗰个过程里边咧，我哋不断咁样倚靠认识我哋嘅天父，以致咧系咪咁啊？我哋更加能够荣耀神。
我更加明白呢个系一个乜嘢嘅神，
亦都更加明白认识我哋嘅神。咁同一时咧，亦都好似我哋 support group 咧，就系亦都让神系无造我哋嘅品格。以致我哋嘅性情里边嘅欠缺咧，可以喺个大养仔女个过程里边咧，俾我哋有一个重新嘅调整，好似我哋嘅性格咧系更近主耶稣，以致我哋嘅生命咧系更加能够系成为别人嘅祝福。
I like what you guys are all saying, but let me give you what I think is the biblical goal of parenting.
嗱，咁圣经咧，牧师啊 ，Pastor Tim 就咁讲啦。
I think the goal of parenting is to be a faithful instrument in God's hands for actively bringing up my children according to biblical principles.
而系咧，我哋咧将自己咧身为父母咧摆喺神嘅手里边，成为神一个器皿，让神用我哋呢个器皿咧去带领我哋嘅仔女，系好active 咁样，唔系即系被动唔系求其嘅，系好积极咁样去管教、引导、装备我哋嘅仔女，培育我哋嘅仔女，以致我哋仔女咧一生都唔偏离神嘅话语。
So notice,
亦都系我哋亲子会嗰、那个。
Yeah, so notice what I didn't say. I didn't say anything about my children getting saved.
唔系话我哋嘅仔女一定要好安全。
I didn't say anything about how my children will end up.
又冇话佢要系成长之后要做啲边啲嘢。
See, this is about what I need to do, not the results.
呢个系讲到嘅重点系讲到我自己要做啲乜嘢，唔系讲话我希望嗰个后果，我要达到咩目的？
Because we need to understand that we can't produce the result.
因为我哋要了解，我哋做咗嘅时候，嗰个后果咧，唔系 up to 我哋自己嘅。
Yeah, we cannot make our children saved.
因为我哋可以同佢讲教导佢，但系我哋唔可以保证佢一定 100% 系平安嘅、哦。
We can't make our children any more savable。
吓，即系唔会话，即系点样整到佢咧 100% 系全部系即系保护晒佢嘅。
Yeah, I cannot guarantee my children will be a good member of society or be a blessing to others.
亦都冇保证话佢一定系喺呢个社会一个系好良好嘅分子。
All I can control is the input and the effort.
我唔可以控制呢啲嘢发生，但系我只可以控制我自己嘅行为，我自己对佢嘅影响。
Yeah, I can't control the outcome or the result.
我唔可以控制嗰个后果，嗰个结局。
Right. So, understanding this goal requires understanding two things.
所以我哋明白呢个目标嘅时候咧，我哋明白两样嘢。
What does God say about man?
神是讲人是怎样呢?
And what does God instruct parents to do?
同埋神要求父母要做乜嘢呢?
So what does the Bible teach about man?
圣经话人是怎样的?
Man, it teaches that man is not born good.
因为咧，原来圣经话人咧一出世咧已经系罪人。
It does not teach that man is neutral, and then through the society, through influences in their culture and environment, they make bad choices.
唔系话神出世咧，原来唔系一个啊，即系义人嚟嘅，唔系嘅。原来咧，唔系话即系出世系圣。本善不是的，即是不是说他们是白纸一张，而他成长里面遇到不好，然后做错事啊，犯错事这样。
The Bible actually teaches that man is inherently evil and sinful.
其实呢，圣经说呢，人呢未出世呢，那个遗传啊，那个已经是有罪性的。
That's right, Romans 3:10 and 11 says, No one is righteous, no, not one.No one understands, no one seeks for God.
罗马书三章十节就话冇没有义人，连一个都没有，没有明白嘅，亦都冇一个寻求神。
And that applies to us.
呢个系讲到我哋
，as well as our children.
我哋嘅仔女，人类都系咁。
What we mean by that is that sin affects all of us.
罪是影响所有的人类。
It affects all of me.
又影响我全的人。
There's no part of me that is not influenced by sin.
我没有一部分呢是不受罪的影响。
My will,
我的意志。
John 8:34, Jesus says, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave.
约翰福音八章三十四节话：我实实在在告诉你，所有犯罪嘅都系罪嘅奴仆。
I'm a slave. I have no will and not influenced by sin.
所以其实咧，形容我哋其实系好似系一个奴仆咁样，身不由己咁，俾呢个罪咧，不每一部分都牵引住我哋。
Our mind and our thinking.
我哋嘅思想，我哋嘅谂法
is influenced by sin.
都是受罪的影响。
Genesis 6:5 says, The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention, every thought of his heart was evil continually.
创世纪六章五节说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
See, our emotions are influenced by sin.
我们的情绪都是被罪影响。
What we love for 2 Timothy 3:1-4 talks about us people being lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure. Our emotions are influenced by sin.
咁提摩太后书三章嗰度有讲到，人咧其实系好啊，好贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，违背父母，忘恩负义。我哋冇亲情，又唔能够自约吓，好多时系自高自大，爱宴乐不爱神。
See, all our speech and our behavior as well. You guys understand that.
所以好多时我哋言语里边咧，就系好多罪恶喺里边。
This is what it means by all areas are affected by sin.
所以全人冇一部分咧唔受呢个罪嘅影响嘅。
And children, when they enter the world, they are entering the world in this sinful condition.
咁当一个 BB 出世嘅时候，佢一出世就入到呢个罪恶嘅世界。
I want to go to Psalm 58 verse 3.
诗篇58篇三章58篇第三节。
It says, The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies.
话恶人呢，一出母胎呢，就同神隔疏远，一离母腹呢，便走错路，讲大话。
In Psalm 51:5 says, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity.In iniquity and in sin, did my mother conceive me?
诗篇五十一篇话：我系喺罪孽里生嘅，喺我母亲怀胎嘅时候就有咗罪。
See, every person who is born,
所以每一个出世嘅婴儿
is already a sinner.
已经系一个罪人。
They have the full potential already born in them to do all these sinful actions.
所以咧。佢係有呢個潛力咧，做曬所有嘅壞事嘅。
But they have no potential to love God.
但係咧，佢又冇嗰個潛質咧，去愛神。
To be righteous before God.
嚇，做一個冇喺一個喺神面前做一個義人嗰個潛力。
I think you who have really really young children can understand this too.
咁如果你係一個好有嬰兒嘅父母咧？
You know, even when your children are really young, they don't move yet.
就算个 B B 一出世啊，佢唔识喐嗰时候，你已经睇到。
And you know they don't really they're innocent in the eyes of the world.
我哋睇佢系好啊 innocent,
cute,
好 cute, 好得意。
But then the moment they start crawling,
但系当佢开始喐喺度爬爬行嘅时候咧。
Did anyone have to teach them to touch the things you said do not touch?
咁你就發現咧，你叫教佢你唔好摸嗰樣嘢啊。
But no one had to tell them to disobey.
冇人會教個 B B 你唔要聽媽媽話。
Even if you tell them do not touch.
你叫緊仔你唔好掂嗰樣嘢危險啊。
They'll reach out and touch it.
佢就會伸手去摸噶啦，佢就會。做你唔愿意做嘅嘢噶啦。
See, no one had to teach him to do that wrongdoing.
冇人会教佢点样去反叛唔听话。
It's born inside us already.
就因为佢生出嚟，佢已经有嗰个倾向系有呢个罪性嘅倾向。
So each one of us.
所以。
So each one of us has this huge problem.
所以其实每一个人都有呢个困难里边。
Every child has this huge problem.
每一个细路仔都有呢个大嘅问题，
is that they are a sinner.
因为佢系一个罪嘅奴仆，
and they have a sinful nature.
有呢个罪嘅倾向，
and the only answer for sin and sinful nature is salvation and redemption.
And 唯一嘅出路就系我哋吓点样解去呢个罪嘅奴仆呢个限制咧，就系喺主耶稣里边得到呢个救恩。
Let's put this in perspective. Is that like we understand unless you're saved.You have no power, real power to overcome sin.
除非我哋真系接受主耶稣基督成为我哋生命嘅主，我哋系冇呢个能力去解破呢个罪恶嘅捆锁嘅。
You have no power to really fight and win against temptation.
我哋系冇呢个能力去打赢罪恶呢个胜仗嘅。
See, unless Jesus comes and saves the child.The sinful potential that they are born with is just going to grow, grow, grow and show in their behavior.
因为如果我们不用主耶稣的宝血去影响他的生命的时候，他这个罪性就由 BB 一路成长，那个罪恶，那个倾向，那个品格，那个罪性就不断地成长，跟着他的人这样成长。
So one of the greatest needs, the greatest priority goals of parenting is to be an evangelist for your children.
所以呢我们父母呢其实是首先要跟我们的子女传福音。
Because you are, in the first however many years, the most influential person in their life.
因为父母是子女生命最重要最先的导师，生命的导师。
Yeah, we understand that if...That a person has no ability to please God and do what is right before Him without salvation.
因为咧，呢个人咧，如果唔得到救恩咧，佢嘅生命咧，嗰个倾向就系咁样，佢就冇呢个力量。
So you cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc., without first there being a Spirit in the person.
因为咧，佢唔会有真正嘅生命嘅喜乐。冇真正可以成为别人嘅祝福，因为佢要先有呢个救恩。
Right, so we need to understand. So, what does that mean practically for us as parents? What do we need to do?
咁我哋父母要点做呢
？We need to be continually showing from the scriptures that in life that he's a sinner.
所以我哋喺圣经里边，我哋要话要教导佢，佢系一个罪人。
We need to understand that sin has horrible eternal consequences.
因为这个罪性呢是有永远的影响它 是很恐怖的。
We need to understand that he can't do anything to earn his salvation.
而他所有的善行呢夹埋都不可以救他的。
He can't do anything to become a good person in God's eyes.
他亦都所有做的好的事呢亦都不足够去在神里面得到这个救恩。
He needs to be taught to trust in Jesus Christ as his own Lord and Savior.
他要学习去降服在神里面接受主耶稣成为他生命的救主。
So, I'm going to just talk a little bit about behavior and heart.
那我们讲一下我们的心了。同埋佢嘅行為。
I know a lot of us like to discipline because of the external behavior.
我哋教咧，好多時我哋管教佢外邊嘅行為。
We want them to have good morals.
希望佢有好嘅道德。
But these are all good, but they won't accomplish the purpose which you're trying to accomplish.
但係呢啲只不過表面嘅，唔係最重要、最根源嘅。
So we need to understand. How many of you guys like to go? I'm in your garden. You see dandelions.
啊，我哋出去種嘢，我哋見到呢啲蒲公英。
We all know that if we try to mow over them or to pull just the flower, that what's going to happen?
如果見到蒲公英，我哋就掹咗佢朵花，或者攞個剪草機剷走佢面。
What's going to happen next time it rains?
咁下次一落雨咧，咁佢又再生啦。
See, behavior,
做生得壮啲。
Actions is just like the leaves.
所以咧，你又睇到，如果我哋净系更正仔女嘅行为咧，系唔够嘅。
See, what's producing that behavior is what's on the inside.
因为佢嘅行为咧系有一个根源。
The heart is like the root of a dandelion.
因为我哋人嘅心咧就好似呢个蒲公英嗰个根。
If we don't get rid of fix that.It's just going to grow back.
所以我哋要将佢由根拔起。
This is why parenting needs to address the heart.
所以我哋教导仔女我亲子嘅时候，我哋系要向住佢嘅心去教导。
And Jeremiah 17:9 says this: The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
咁咧，耶利米书咧就话咧，原来人嘅心咧系好诡诈嘅，边个能识透佢咧？
Who can change the heart? Who can change your heart?
边个去了解我哋改变、更正我哋嘅心境咧？我哋嘅心咧
？Only God.
只有神。
Change the heart.
只有神。
Only the Holy Spirit using the Word of God can cut away and prune our hearts.
只有神系可以帮我哋嘅换心。
That's right. That's what we need.
吓，我哋就系需要咧，让神。来到我们的心里面做整理的功夫
right, So that's why Hebrews 4:12 says about the word of God is living and active it's sharper than any two-edged sword it pierces to the division of soul and spirit of joint and marrow and it discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart
所以呢唯有神的道是活泼的有功效的比一切两人的剑更快甚至灵与魂骨与骨节都能刺入剖开
So we only address the behavior, we're only getting the signs.
所以咧，我哋唔好净系更正细路仔嘅行为。
We need to address the heart.
我哋要睇佢嘅心，睇佢嘅思念，佢嘅主意。
Which are the thoughts, the intentions, the goals, compare that against the scripture.
佢隐而未现嗰个心意。
We need to help them to see from the Word of God what is this action, what does this reveal?
佢呢个行为就系。根源系佢嘅心系乜嘢主义里边咧
？I don't want to share with my younger sister。
吓，好似我自己嘅妹妹咁。
What does that tell us about my heart？
佢咁嘅做法系代表佢嘅心意系乜嘢咧
？That I'm selfish。
啊，或者系咪我自私咧
？And selfish and selfish is pride in the scriptures is a sin。
而自私嘅心其实系一个罪嚟嘅。
But we don't stop there at condemning our children。
咁我哋唔系就系即。斥责佢。
We explain to them and help them to see that they're sin.
咁我哋要解释俾佢听，俾佢知佢个罪喺边度。
And point to the only answer we have for sin.
而系咧，我哋睇，亦都指导佢翻去神里边。
Yes, that is Jesus Christ is willing to forgive everyone who repents and grant them power to please Him.
而系主耶稣咧，系愿意饶恕所有我哋嘅罪，亦都俾我哋有呢个能力胜过我哋嘅软弱。
That's what we need to understand. Salvation must come before sanctification or holy living.
所以咧，我哋一定要先得到呢个救恩，然后我哋嘅行为先至能够圣洁。
It does not work the other way around.
唔系话倒转嚟嘅。
You do it the other way around, you will produce a very, very good hypocrite.
如果我哋系净系改善佢嘅行为而唔改善佢内心咧，佢就成为一个虚伪嘅人。
Or the outside is good, but the inside is still wicked.
只不过表面睇嚟一个好嘅人，但系内里边系烂嘅、坏嘅。
So what can we do? Let's look at God's direction for parents. How do we accomplish this goal?
咁我哋点样去达到呢个目标咧
？We're going to look at Ephesians 6:4.
以弗所书六章四节。
It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger."
父母不要 作父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他。
Look at what it says. Who is this written to? Who is it calling out?
这个是对着谁说的？
Fathers or parents. Or fathers and mothers.
对父母说的。
It is not the Sunday school teachers.
不是说将你的责任交给主日学老师。
It's not to the pastor.
不是交给牧师。
It's not to your nannies.
不是交给你的工人。
It's not to grandparents.
不是交给你自己的父母。
Parents.
而是你成为他父母就是你的职责。
And what is the command here is to bring them up.
这里是要按住主的教训。
This is a command saying that we need to actively provide what they need so that they can mature.
是我们要积极地去警戒教训他。
It's ongoing, it's continuing.
养育他。是不断地去做。
It's not passive.
不是说被动的而是积极去做。
Not just when we feel like it.
不是说有时这样做有时又不做。
Needs to be continual and consistent.
我们要是有时时这样做是不断这样做。
But this is tough.
是不容易的。
Our temptation, especially as fathers, dads.
特别是成为父亲也都更加难。
Is to be passive and lazy.
因为很多爸爸呢就即是懒惰。
It's true.
是真的。
most of the parent raising is done by the mother.
而佢哋将嗰个养育嘅职责咧就俾咗妈妈。
But we understand that fathers are the ones responsible here.
但系其实咧，做父亲咧系好重要嘅。
So let's look at the two things. How do we bring them up quickly?
咁啊，两样嘢。
The one thing it says to bring them up in the discipline, and second thing is instruction of the Lord.
咁我哋咧就要管教佢，亦都要按住神。
So、what does the word discipline mean?
管教点解咧
？Really, it just means training.
系要训练佢。
Talk about rules, guidelines, giving restrictions, rewards, and structure.
讲紧咧有咩嘢规条，咩嘢界线点样去俾佢一个限制。
And the discipline is more for younger children.
咁特别系对细嘅细路仔咧。
As children get older, you move on to instruction.
咁然后大少少咧，我哋系可以俾一啲教导佢。
I think young children especially need to be taught some very basic things.
细嘅细路仔，我哋系讲基本嘅嘢。
They need to understand what no.
话俾佢明白，你话唔得，唔可以。
They need to know what stop means.
叫佢要停，唔好继续。
How to sit.
叫佢要点样系安静咁坐喺度。
They need to know how to be quiet.
要安静。
They need to know come over here.
叫佢过嚟。
You'd be surprised at how many children in nursery don't know how to do this.
咁我哋发现咧，好多喺婴儿室嘅细路仔咧就唔听呢啲话嘅。
Very basic things.
好。簡單的要求他做不到。很多家長都沒有教自己的小孩這些。
See, and the process is that when their children fail to do this,
當我們小孩不順服不聽的時候呢,
this is a golden opportunity to talk about their sinfulness.
那你就要用這個機會抓住這個機會跟他說了。
And help them know they need the Savior Jesus Christ.
亦都因为佢自己系有呢个罪性，你就帮佢去认识主耶稣基督，成为佢能力嘅源头。
And discipline requires some sort of correction as well.
又要点样去更正佢
？It's very important that you do correct your children because it demonstrates there are real consequences to bad behavior and wrong actions.
亦都系要知道咧，佢个后果系唔好嘅。
We don't want to be the helicopter parents who always fly around protecting our children.
我哋唔系话好似一个直升机咁样喺上头围住我哋仔女咁样转去保护我哋仔女。
If they don't learn at the home, they're going to learn in the world.
因为佢如果喺屋企都学习唔到嘅时候，佢出到社会就会学咗另外一套。
But there are real consequences to your actions.
而喺出边学嗰个后果咧，好多时系更加坏、更加不堪。
And you want to be the parent to help them to learn that lesson, not the police officer.
你想是在家里面已经管教好他，以致他不会 是犯错，而是管教他的是这个警察或者监狱。
We see like what happens when if you fail to discipline your children, we look at the examples of Eli.
我看到以利。
Look, it's his two sons. He did not discipline them.
佢有兩個壞嘅仔，佢冇管教好。
And we know that story. What happened? They were killed by the Lord. They did evil to Decibel.
嚇，就係因為佢兩個仔咧係行所耶和華眼看全部係惡嘅嘢，所以神係殺咗佢哋，滅咗佢哋。
We look at the example of David too, the man after God's heart.
咁亦都睇到大卫，虽然佢系寻求神嘅人，但系佢亦都生命里边有犯错。
Because he didn't discipline his children.
因为大卫冇好好管教佢嘅仔。
And then we're going to look at instruction. What do we instruct them in? We instruct them in the Word of God.
咁我哋就用神嘅话语去管教佢。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge.
因为敬畏耶和华系智慧嘅开端。
So let's just kind of summarize what we've been talking about since we're running out of time.
嗱，咁同大家做一个总结。
The goal of parenting is to please God.
咁我哋身为父母带养仔女系要荣耀神，呢个系我哋目标。
By being faithful and active to bring up your children according to biblical principles.
我哋做一个忠心嘅管家，按住神嘅话语去带领佢。
Helping your children understand they are sinners.
帮助佢明白佢嗰个罪性，佢系罪嘅奴仆，而佢点样可以喺神里边攞到呢个神基督嘅能力，以致佢可以战胜呢个罪嘅限制。
And not only address the behavior,
我哋唔系管教佢嘅行为，
but also try to get at the heart,
而系管教佢嘅心，
using the teaching and instruction from the word.
用神的话语去磨造他的内心，以致他真的得着主耶稣基督，成为他一生的祝福，成为他一生管理他的心。
And I just want to close with this verse from Matthew 6.
咁我用马太福音六章
，just really encapsulates everything we're trying to say about priorities and goal.
系讲到马太福音六章三十三节。
It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
我哋先求神嘅国同埋义。
And all these things you could put in parenting, godly marriage, godly children, etc., will be added unto you.
神圣经就话，所有呢啲嘢，包括我哋点样管教我嘅仔女，包括我哋嘅婚姻，我哋人四周围嘅关系，呢啲嘢神都会俾过我哋。
Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself.
所以我哋唔需要为明天忧虑。
Sufficient for today has its own trouble.
因为一天嘅担忧就够噶啦。咁样咧，呢个就系圣经俾我哋嗰个优先嘅次序。多谢大家，
多谢各位收听刚才嘅讲座。以上内容。纯属讲员的意见，并不代表本会立场。若有需要，请寻求专业辅导。祝福你们每一位，认识上帝的慈爱，享受主耶稣的恩惠。